Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
That's right, that's right. With special guest Phil Datson. Are you there, mate?
I wonder if he can hear us. Do we have to press the button for him to hear us? Or he's Skype?
Are you there, bro?
Here I am. Yeah, now I can hear.
Ah, perfect. Sweet. Perfect.
Sweet.
Just a flick of the switch up here on our end.
That's all you needed.
Now, Phil, you're based down on the Thames.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been here for a few years.
Beautiful, beautiful spot down there.
It is. It is. Yeah.
How many of the band is based in New Zealand?
Can you say that again?
How many of the band are still based in New Zealand?
Two of us. Ben, our drummer, he's in Wellington. So just the two of us. The other two are in Europe.
Are you getting out on the road very often these days?
No. For the last over four years, we've just been writing. We haven't been touring. And now we're just trying to figure out how it's possible for us to get on the road. So we've just been writing. We've got new stuff coming out. And Dolph's been touring with that band, The Helicopters. He's in that band now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's been quite busy doing that.
When did The Helicopters reform? Didn't they take a break for a while?
Yeah, they actually broke up. We kind of did a last tour with them as their support band, and that was, I might have even been 2008. I don't quote me on that, but it was a while ago. And then they got back together and, you know, did a bunch of reunion shows, and then they just kept carrying on. But they had a falling out with their bass player, so Dolph lives in Stockholm and we know the guy, so it ended up working out that way.
Nice. Now, I actually got in touch because I saw that your fourth record, Head Stunts, had been reissued in March.
Yeah.
How come you reissued it?
Well, it never got released on vinyl. And we're very big fans of that. Everything that we'd released has always been done on record. And we signed to a European label called Cooking Vinyl, and we were like 100% sure that they'd put out vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
And then they didn't. They just did CDs and downloads and all that kind of stuff. So when we got the rights back to the record, we always planned to do it, and just now we finally got around to doing it. And so that's the main reason. We wanted copies of it for ourselves, but that's why the re-release, just you can get it on record now. You never used to be able to.
When you say get the rights back, did you have to purchase them back, or is it just sort of they became yours after a certain amount of time?
So you digitally cut out then. Can you say that question again?
Did you have to wait a certain time to get the rights back, or did you have to buy the rights back?
No, we just waited the time. We waited the time. I think it was like 5 or 6 years or something like that. And yeah, so that's all. We didn't buy the rights back. Mm-hmm. We just waited, and when the time came, we talked about it, and then our manager Tom was really the one behind it.
Nice. Did you get it pressed in New Zealand?
I don't know.
Probably Sweden. There seems to be sweet spots in Sweden, I think, actually.
Yeah, there's a few around these days. Yeah. I'm not sure. I could find that out, but somewhere.
Now, this evening we've asked you to guest select a couple of songs, and we're going to kick things off with some Human Instinct. What can you tell us about this tune?
I've liked Human Instinct for a while, and this is a song I recently heard. I hadn't really heard it, so when I was asked to pick some songs and stuff, I was like, oh, well, I really like this one. So, and it turns out it's not in your system, so maybe it should be.
Fair enough. Get it.
Mine, make me flat, and my mind's mine. Why
Human Instinct right there. Jive.
As selected by Phil Datsun.
Is that how you wanted it? We're just sort of double checking. That's how he wants to say. Okay,
sweet. Yeah, that's perfect.
I can probably double track John when he does it next time. Oh, you want to echo? Oh, fucking hell.
Hey, Phil, someone is asking via the text machine.
First, they're requesting Emperor's New Clothes. They want us to play it. And then they're like, what's your top New Zealand show that you've played? Scratch your brain.
Ever.
Well, yeah, obviously. Like, what? No, within the year of. No, just whatever.
There's been many good shows at the King's Arms. We did a show just the night before the big day out with the D4 at, I think it's the Elbow, it was called the Elbow Room at that time. I don't know if it's still called that or not. But that was a lot of fun because we were, you know, we used to just sit up on the same level as the crowd and stuff. And the crowd ended up where we were and we ended up where they were. And
standing all over your stuff though, eh? Like, fuck.
Yeah, you just got to deal with that. but, the, you know, we always had a good time playing with those guys, so. That's one off the top of my head, but yeah, play Emperor's New Clothes if you want.
Just speaking of standing all over your stuff, this is, I'm going to field a question probably more from Big Hungry's corner, but what sort of gear do you run?
I've got a 74 SG through Orange amp, and I've got a lot of fuzz pedals that Christian built.
Magnetic Effects ones?
Yeah, that's right. He's got a selection of great pedals SG or a Gibson Les Paul Special through fuzz pedals or through a Marshall JCM 800 so an Orange or a Marshall and through lots of fuzz pedals and slapback pedals maybe.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Is that a geek question from
Big Hunger? It's a good question. I think it's
a great question.
I was just having a look on reverb.com, see if there was any magnetic effects for sale. I almost grabbed one a while ago before I didn't even realize it was Old Mate from the Datsuns.
So it is Old Mate from him. He's got his own website. Straight from him. He'll make it as you order it.
It looks fucking slick as hell. Does everybody rock magnetic effects?
Basically taking us all over. But he's very good. Like we give him, you can say exactly what you want, or he can tailor something to your sound, or he can recreate like an old, say, fuzz face or an tube screamer and just tailor it if you want a little bit more of this.
How long into the Datsuns has that been a thing? Like, has he always been tutoring with your pedals and stuff like that, or was it just sort of...
Absolutely. He's a total scientist.
It's a secret weapon, eh? Because it gives you a sound, you know?
Yeah, he's really into his tones, you know, and so are we, I guess. You know, like when you hear or go to see bands, and you know, if the guitars don't kind of cut out, it's a little bit annoying because you want to hear it. Mm. So he's kind of figured out how it can cut out quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Hey, another question. What was it like to work with John Paul Jones?
It was great. That was a period of time. That was I always think about that period of time because we would have spent about three months with him, maybe 3.5 months with him. And yeah, he's just one of the most super knowledgeable guys about music. And obviously his experience was never, the stories were never ending. It was a great, great experience.
Do you have a Led Zeppelin story that you could share of his that's safe for on air?
Yeah, I guess so. Off the top of my head, like after recordings during the day, we would just sit around. We'd be sitting around watching, MTV Classic Rock at that time was on, and we were just, it was like 11 p.m. and Stairway to Heaven came on.
Awkward.
Yeah, and he was just sitting
so long.
Sitting right there, and we were just having a few drinks, and it was just a surreal experience. So, but he would go on to talk about the bands of that time, like Black Sabbath and The Who and the Sex Pistols. And when it got to talking about Deep Purple, he was like, they were just ripping us off. And I was like, wow, we're massive Deep Purple fans. Like, you and John Lord, but he was like, they were totally ripping us off. And they all liked The Who, and he never liked the Sex Pistols at the time, but now he likes them. But yeah, it was
I
just
guess the Who were
kind
of about the same time, almost a little bit before, you could argue.
So. I'll say that question again. That's my.
I guess you could say the Who were kind of like on par at like the same time, whereas Purple might have come slightly after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it was just funny to hear him talk about these bands that we kind of idolize.
Yeah,
just
fuck, like, you that's know, crazy.
So, yeah, it was very good times.
Right. Me and my brother have always had this thing: if Stairway to Heaven comes on, you can't stop it. You just got to leave it running.
It's like, yeah, that's a good rule.
Yeah, it's like it's that type of track where you're like, if you think about it too much, you don't want to hear it. But if it just comes on, you're like, fuck yeah.
You have to hear it. Yeah, normally you have to turn it up, and you've got to ear drum a few parts.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So to be there with the guy would be totally fucking crazy.
Yeah, and he came in. He came to our practice. He came into New Zealand and was practicing with us for a while. And in between us doing songs, he just jumped on the bass, and then you end up having a jam with him, and he'd bust out the Dazed and Confused bass line, and you know, kind of, you had to join in, and we had to stop because we were just like, fuck, this is too much for us.
Awesome. Should we slip into another track? We've got some Ratso, we've got some Scavengers, we've got Nothing At All. Should we get through a couple?
Oh, all good. Play the Nothing At All one, that's great.
Sweet, bro. Oh, shit, no, I'm just, hang on.
Oh shit. Oh,
there we go, and that's come right. Okay, happy days. That was Nothing At All. This is Rat, so we'll come back with Phil right after this. We'll be right back. Sheet. John was just telling me that was John Baker.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, John
sounding,
Baker.
Sounding great.
Fucking throwing down.
Who's his backing band?
Oh, I don't know if we'll call it a backing band. Yeah, oh, I think it's Jake. there's a bunch of guys in there. There's a bit of mystery around them, which I like.
Mm, good.
Yeah, but all good, yeah. I only recently heard it, and I think it's great.
First time I heard that, it was fucking rad. That was Ratso, yeah. Full tit, yeah. Basically. That one's called Shut Your Face.
Yeah.
Mint. We're actually doing a bit of a thing up here called B-Sides. Like, it's like old New Zealand tracks that sort of haven't had their...
Yeah.
Or like duo comeuppance, you know? So that is like...
Yeah, that is
fucking right on the money.
There you go.
Does BFM reach Thames on the old wireless?
Someone told me you
can. Yeah, absolutely. It's just across the Firth, the Thames of Firth. Mm. The Firth of Thames. So, of course.
Loud and clear.
Nice. Now, Phil Datson, are you playing in any other bands at the moment?
I just sit and write songs, and I've got another band with the drummer from the Datsuns and the sound guy from the Datsuns, and we do stuff, and then the rest of the time we've just been writing songs, and then if one of those bands decides to do it, we do it, you know.
What's that band called?
Can you ask that question?
What's this band called with the sound guy and the drummer?
Oh, it's called System Corporation.
Okay.
It sounds nothing like the Datsuns. It's more dark kind of pop songs and stuff.
Oh, buzzy. Okay.
Right. But yeah, because we don't really tour, or we haven't been touring that much, all of us just sit around writing, and so it changes the writing process if you're writing for a band that you're in or something new.
Are the Datsuns recording as well, or how do you go about that? Do you send files to each other, over the net type of thing? You've got like a studio and stuff like that, or?
No, we do send files to each other, and for the demo process, and then we get together and record the main tracks. But Datsuns have a new album coming out soon. We just got to figure out the details, but we've got a single coming out soon. We're just sorting the artwork. Callum Rooney from that band Ounce is just doing the artwork.
Oh, good stuff.
And so that's going to be soon. And that's been the culmination of the last 4 or so years working on stuff. So we're finally starting to release stuff, and with the idea of touring, obviously, but we just got to work that out with the rest of the world.
That's exciting. Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Good stuff.
When did you guys last do a New Zealand summer tour as a band?
A while ago. I
sound like you're kind of telling him off a little bit. Right.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you fucking... Be honest now.
Sorry, man. a long time. Too long to remember. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
I feel like I saw you in the park at like Grey Lynn.
Oh, yep. We did something there. But I don't know how long. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. So it's due. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were you playing a gig, or were you just walking through and you... the fuck? You buying weed off someone? No, which one's selling weed in this situation? Someone's saying, was John Baker in a band called Salad Days with a Z from the early 90s? Look,
it's quite
you're going to have to ask John Baker that, right?
Yeah.
Can't be fielding questions for John Baker.
It's quite possible. I don't want to give the wrong answer.
That's probably John texting that in, actually. I need to double check that phone number. We've got a couple more tracks here, so let's play another tune. What do we got?
Yeah, let's play the Minchicks one.
Right on.
Yeah.
Prolific fucking Minchicks, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Quality.
Here we go. This is Hot on Your Heels, Minchicks. We'll be right back. Mint Chicks. That's like, is that early era Mint Chicks?
No, it's Screens. That's off Screens.
Far out. Sounds so tiny and cute.
Yeah, it's great.
Lovely little pop tune.
Now, hey, Phil Datson, a while ago you guys did a tour in Australia opening for Metallica.
What the fuck?
What was that like?
That was probably some of the hardest shows we've ever done.
Just like trying to win a crowd over, or?
Oh, there was no winning those crowds over.
Oh, right.
I don't know if I call it a...
You're not fucking Metallica, fuck off! Was that the...
Yeah, point? Basically, yeah. We could have been AC/DC and we would have got booed off. But yeah, they were pretty hard shows. I wouldn't call the tour. It was two shows. We did one in Melbourne, one in Sydney, and it was pretty brutal. Way we basically had 40 minutes, and we just no gaps in between our songs. We just played because we were just getting shit thrown at us.
Yep. And keep making sound.
Coins and hot chips.
Oh fuck that!
Hot chips, you know, like
was sauce that on kind them? Of shit. Sauce on the chip.
Oh, none actually got me. But one, we were just kind of thought it was kind of funny. And my memory of the, one of the shows was there was a guy who yelled a death threat to Dolph. He was like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you, man."
Specific.
You know, just up on someone's shoulders. Yeah, yeah. And Dolph kind of said into the, like, already the crowd was like waving their fucking middle fingers and stuff like that. And yep. Anyway, Dolph said into the PA, "Don't worry, man. You'll lose your virginity one day."
Oh yeah.
And fuck it, we just got so much shit, and so we just blasted the rest of the set out.
Did you consider
when we left?
Did you consider learning a Metallica song just to fucking, like, that would just be the ultimate, eh? If you just started playing like Enter Sandman in your own way.
Yeah. Oh, we could have played the. We didn't actually consider it, but yeah, it sounds funny in hindsight.
Yeah, fuck. Well, although, sounds like quite a volatile, dangerous situation, you know, where it could go south pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it was going south very quickly, you know. Like, so yeah, we added as much as we could.
Still.
To stay alive.
That's a feather in the hat, though. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Opened for the Metallica, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Do the Datsuns have a favourite place to play in Europe?
Dolph's house.
Belgium and Dolph's house. Yeah. Belgium and Holland always been very good to us.
Holland go hard, eh? They've got such a good stoner scene, you know? Like, fucking,
yeah,
they love that groovy fucking rock, man. The heaps of good bands.
Absolutely, which we suit very well.
You ever been to a road burn?
But France and Sweden as well. Like, well, I guess if I had to pick a venue, it'd be Brussels, the AB Club in Brussels. We have very good times.
Sweet. What about festivals in Europe? Any what's like a slippery little festival that we might not have heard of that's fucking rad ass? Because there's so many little nooks, you know.
Yeah, they're far out. There's a whole lot. The Southside Festival in Germany and the Hurricane Festival in Germany, they're always good. But man, take your pick. We did one in Eastern Europe where Slayer played. It was like us, Slayer, and the White Stripes.
That's kind of a strong palette there.
So it was kind of it was quite good. Yeah. There's so many. Every city has their own festival, and some of them they last like 4 days.
Yeah, that's a festival to me. It needs to be like 3 days.
Yeah. Some people do the whole summer. You know, like if you're a band, you just go from festival to festival to festival to festival, and it's a wild time.
Just in a van, eh? Because you can just cruise it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We based ourselves in Germany for a year or so just so we could constantly kind of work during the week and then play on the weekends.
Brilliant.
Hey, Phil Datson, we've got a scavenger.
Just so everyone knows what's going on.
A scavenger song queued up. We'll play this and we'll come back and have a chat about the new old video for Cruel, Cruel Fate. If you don't mind standing by for...
Okay, I love the song.
But.
I'm not the same.
Oh, abrupt finish there from the Scavengers, obviously. Where did we get that file from? And we just... Do we know?
I think it was the start of the time to just to finish your songs like that.
Hey, Phil, brilliant selections tonight. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Easy peasy.
Phil, we were going to go out on Cruel Cruel Fate, which is on the recently reissued on vinyl.
Phil who?
Head Stunts. Who? Phil Datson.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. I was just checking.
Get it right, man.
What can you tell us? There's an accompanying video with this song.
Yeah, this is like our attempt, I guess, at some kind of 50s doo-wop song. It's a song that me and Dolph kind of came up with. And, you know, it's way more pop than any of our other stuff in a different kind of way. But we had video footage of the time, but it never got finished. And so when we were releasing the new record and putting the vinyl out, we thought, oh, if we got any footage of the time, we were looking for B-sides and stuff, but we got someone to finish the video, and so we thought we'd just put it out. And it's got our friend Heidi in it, and she's the beautiful singer, and that you'll be able to hear.
this is an actual B-side, isn't it? It kind of fits out.
No, it's not a B-side, but it's on the album.
In the spirit of B-sides.
It's on the side, in the spirit of side B-side. Two of the album.
Yeah, there you go. And so it fits the criteria. Yeah. So yeah, it is a B-side of the album. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, so it's actually on the second side of the record?
That opens up your criteria, though, eh? If you're gonna do
that. Well, I mean, there's heaps of angles.
It's pretty loose.
We actually made this up last week, so here we are.
It's basically anything.
Yeah.
If it's good and it hasn't been played.
It's
in
just
ages.
That there was this massive COVID-19 thing, so we were trying to do a fun thing for this fucking month. That's the story of this, anyway. Hey, before we play this track, I think it would be silly if we didn't get a voice ID from you. And can you please say that you're Phil Datson from the Datsons, like John likes as well? And say
like John likes.
And say
can
you're
I
listening.
Copy the John Campbell. Can I copy the John Campbell one?
Do you need to hear that again? We've got a few John Campbell ones. Actually, don't want to do the Paddy Gow one, mate. That's quite grunty. Hang on, let me have a look. Well, do you mean this one?
This is 95 BFM. I'm John Campbell, and like you,
good
I'm
luck.
Listening to The Drive Show with Johnny and Big Hungry here on B.
Fuck, bro, that's powerful. You're shooting pretty high if you're trying to do that one. But.
Look, I'll just go. Are you ready?
Go for it, bro.
Hey, this is Phil Datson's... You should probably do it, Johnny. You're better at saying that.
No, you do it. Hey, John Campbell took about 10 takes to do that last one.
Okay, I'll get this one in this take. Hey, this is Phil Datson. You're listening to BFM, but you already knew that.
Oh! That's Kiss. That was the Kiss guy. Wasn't that Gene Simmons that said that?
I think John Campbell says that as well.
No, it's John Campbell for sure.
Do you want to just have one more go at it? There's a little crack in the line then.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, this is Phil Datson. You're listening to BFM, but you already knew that.
Solid. They had a little bit of emotion in it too. I like that. Let's play this track. You enjoy just relaxing down there in Thames, mate, and we'll hang in there till that new Datson record's out.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Kia ora, bro.
See ya.
Crash the moon,
What's Cooking on 95 BFM.